Gerald Hankerson was wrongly convicted of aggravated murder in 1987. After 22 years behind bars, Governor Chris Gregoire commuted Hankerson's life sentence, making him the first man in the history of Washington State to get life and then get freed. Today, Hankerson is an NAACP leader. At the StoryCorps booth in Seattle's New Holly neighborhood, Rachel DeCruz asked Hankerson what his last day in prison was like.
Oh, man, this is going to take a little longer. Man, you're going to need a couple extra minutes for this. This was the big one. This is the one that, you know, I remember that I was sitting down at the table with my friend Barry Massey, who's the youngest man that's ever been convicted in the nation. He's finally coming home in February, by the way. Barry Massey.
That's fantastic.
And he's coming home in February. And, of course, we're sitting there, and my counselor come and tell me, she says, Gerald, you can't go to yard because it's workout time. It's like the superintendent want to see you. And I was like, come on, man. Every time this happened, that means pack my bags and I'm out of here again. So I done actually started saying my byes to people. I went to my room. I grabbed my phone book. I gave a message to say, man, I called my family, my number, just in case. I don't know what's about to happen. I know what their transition's about to be. No communication, no nothing. And they came and escorted me out to the office. He made all the guards get out of the office, comes in. He's sitting at the desk, and he got this yellow piece of paper and pink paper rolled up in his hand. And he says, Gerald, have a seat. And I've known him for years, even when he became a regular cop, an officer, moved up through the ranks at Monroe. So I was, Pat Gleeby is his name. And I was like, I'm not sitting down, Gleeby. But I know that I'm used to this routine by now, man. Just what I do this time and where am I headed? And he's like, sit down. I was like, no, we had this debate. And I said, I'm looking at the goldenrod paper in the back of your hand. That means the signature that signs me off to intensive management unit. And he just said, Gerald, I just want to be the first person that says you're a free man. And he wrote out my agreement signed by Governor Gregoire to grant me my clemency. And I'm just stunned. I sit down in a chair. And there were some books that was on the table that I knocked down. There was this phone in the middle of the table. And this is on April 9th, 2009. And he slides it to me and he says, call whoever you want. And I was like, I had to call my lawyer, Cheryl McLeod, who 2-3 years ago became the newest Supreme Court judge in Washington State. That's Gold Shirt, that's my girl. And as soon as I dialed that number, she said, Gerald, are you sitting down? I said, let's not go through this again. I already know, attorney. And she was, her whole office, you can hear me in the background screaming. She said, now what does it mean? I said, I don't know. Let's ask him. And when I handed him the phone, they were talking. And that's the first time I heard him say, oh, no, 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 we're not going through a process. I'm walking Gerald out of here tonight. And I say, let's go. He said, man, go pack your stuff, do all the stuff, the process. You know, people got to come take pictures and all of that. It was yard in. Everybody now coming back. He actually had to lock the prison down to walk me out of there because the whole prison had heard. Mm-hmm. And because too many, I mean, hugs and oh, my God.
Yeah.
And he said, get out of here for the news come and sent me on my way. But and my first call, the first call I got on my cell phone, on a cell phone that I've never seen in 20-some years,
yeah.
Last one was the size of suitcases. Now they got these little hand things. And it was Senator Debbie Rigala, retired from the Washington State Senate last couple years ago. But she's welcome home. I mean, it was a beautiful moment, beautiful yeah. moment, a beautiful moment.
Gerald Hankerson, on his release from prison in 2009 after 22 years behind bars. Today, he's president of both the NAACP's Seattle King County branch and the three-state conference overseeing Alaska, Oregon, and Washington. Gerald Hankerson told that story to Rachel DeCruz in a StoryCorps booth in Seattle's New Holly neighborhood. You can hear more local StoryCorps conversations at KUOW.org. Just click on the StoryCorps tab.